Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Happy Monday. Scott Henin off today. Justin 40 is sitting in. We are the 24th day of May already. Got a three-day weekend coming up. Memorial Day weekend upon us. Looks like pretty much across the region we're going to have pretty decent weather. A little hit and miss until we get there, but for the most part, across the entire neighborhood, Sunday, Monday, looking good. Plan accordingly. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Getting it done. Not just pillows. Man, talk about a great success story. Bathrobes, the dream sheets, the slippers now, the mattress toppers and the dog beds are phenomenal. And the MyPillow premiums. Right now, MyPillow premiums are on sale $29.95 with that promo code. Sorry, $29.98 with the promo code. The promo code is Scott. S-C-O-T-T. Scott. Promo code at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. For those great specials as well, if you don't want to get online. But the promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at MyPillow.com. 7 past the hour, Justin 40 is in for Scott Henin. Good to have you back, my friend. How are you?
Absolutely great to be here with all the black listeners across the state of North Dakota.
You bet.
Exciting. Obviously, Monday, you know, like you said, the weather's coming up. We got just a great week to look forward to, you know, urging everybody to get out there and enjoy life and visit your favorite establishment and, you know, get out, enjoy our parks and rec and have a good old time here coming up over the next couple weeks and spend some of that money you got coming into your pocket from the feds and other sources and support our small and local businesses.
If you've got a, comment or question, anything on your mind, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline anytime and leave a comment. That's 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, Oasis Petroleum Hotline there. That's the Be the Buffalo Hotline because just like the Buffalo, they run into the storm. And OasisPetroleum.com, by the way, hiring like the rest of the world hiring. Yeah, they've got some openings, so.
Yeah, certainly around the is certainly the hottest topic that you hear in the business community. I do work obviously across the Midwest and just about every city we go to. You know, the workforce challenges is there, right? There's a lot of folks out, businesses out there that need to get up and revving, and ability to find, you know, high quality employees that want to come in and put in a good hard day's work for a good day's pay. We could sure use a lot more people to get up and get after it and get out there and make this economy turn and make this economy hum. I think there's a lot of juice out there to get things rolling. So hopefully that starts to happen here in the near future as the weather turns brighter and people want to get out and about and spend some money.
Agreed. Is it me too? Is you travel across the Midwest? Like I live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And literally last week, as soon as they announced the mandate was over, everybody tore it off. Mask on. Plexiglass gone, barriers gone, signs on the door gone. Like, oh, it's not a thing anymore. Okay, I guess we're back to normal.
I've just been amazed, even you know, over the past year, how that changes from you know community to community throughout the Upper Midwest. Right, you can go 5 miles one way, or even into businesses next door to each other and get the two you know exact different responses. Right, you know, you get criticized one way, and then you go next door in the same strip mall and criticize the other. And you know, you sometimes joke like. You know, east of I-29 versus west of I-29.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, unbelievable. But yeah, I think people.
COVID travels with a stopwatch, a ruler, it has a tape measure. It has all it needs to do all that. And it really gets me. And that's why anyone that ever talks about statistics or the numbers or the science or the cases, you lose me immediately because there's no baseline.
No, everybody's got their own set of facts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I got my own facts, right?
We're talking about Minnesota or South Dakota because they're polar opposites with cases and deaths and rules and shutdowns. How do you get a baseline on any of that nationwide? You know what I mean? You can't take a nationwide number. You got to go state by state.
Yeah.
And then it's like, not that big of a difference between them.
Yeah, you certainly saw people, you know, jump out and get out and about, particularly in that east of I-29 category. I was out at the lake this weekend, too. I was having this thought over the weekend, like, you know, I just want to be able to get from my cabin to Zorba's and back and have it completely be normal, right? And then all of a sudden, guess what? It happened, right? I was like, I wished for it, and there it was, right? So just those things that give you a little pep, get you up and get you rolling. And, you know, obviously, too, the kids outside, you know, playing baseball, right? Got good baseball practices, softball practices starting.
Oh,
you know, people looking forward to Memorial Day. And, you know, that's just fun to get out there and see everybody just being normal again. And you know, the hugs, right? I mean, feel good. You know, people are starting to hug and shake hands again. And, they, you know, you kind of wondered if some of that stuff would ever come back. But it was like all of a sudden when they said you could, people did. And it was just makes you feel good.
Do you think that it's actually happening or we're just noticing it more? You know, I mean, it's because it seemed like we were always hugging pretty much, you know, through the whole thing. People that we were close to that didn't worry about.
Depends upon where you went,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you go out and see some of our friends in western North Dakota, you know, they were hugging the whole time, right? Yep. There was no stoppage of the hugs and handshakes, right? You go a little farther east, there, you know, there was a little more people that were a little more reserved with that type of thing, right? But it's fun to see it coming back all across the region and the listening area. And just people need that too, right? I mean, you know, I think there's some mental fatigue certainly going on. And people need that human connection, you know. Obviously, I know Scott was out with Charlie Kirk out in Bismarck, you know, a few weeks ago for an event. And just you know, what he talked about so much was just that human connection and, you know, how important that was and some of those factors that we've seen throughout the past year that just you know, were not figured into whatever, you know, decision was being made by a government entity, whether business closures or the mental aspect of it. You know, we're just going to go with, you know, what some, you know, science or epidemiologist says. Well, he has one thing that he thinks about, right? That's his one small factor, and we just, you know, gave up whatever he said for, you know, the rest of everything that's going on, right? We didn't, you know, we got to consider all factors, right, when we're making these types of decisions.
No, just Fauci. Just watch him. Just Tony.
I think.
Whatever he says, yeah.
Yeah, I think people should have been done listening to him last March.
Amen. Ugh.
We would have been a lot better off if that would have been the case.
Those are the people that had earplugs in as well as wearing the mask. They had the earplugs in so they couldn't hear a word I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to go back and, you know, that hindsight, but, you know, hey, when we look at it, we do have to go, you know,
well,
make sure.
He's the one guy, the perfect example. I mean, the science and the numbers, and, well, what numbers exactly? And where did you get them? And how did you compare them? And who's doing the comparisons? And how are they got? States can't, you know, figure out how to add two and two, but they're going to get all this information disseminated. And, right. The whole thing all along has been, I don't know. And now the evidence by which it's showing itself to be over. Okay.
Yeah, it will.
Are we
slowly,
moving on?
It will slowly trickle out that all these things were, you know, a mistake, and some people are going to look back at this and say this was the biggest mistake in history, in what happened. I don't think there's really any doubt about that, right? I think it's you know, I'm concerned about our future and our kids, right? I mean, that they think that, you know, these things could happen or would ever happen again. I mean, we've got to tell them that that's, no, this will never happen again, right? To give them the confidence to go
never
out there.
Never say never.
And be the, well, yeah, we got to do, you know, whatever it takes to stop it from happening again, right? No, you know, we got to put healthcare decisions back in the hands of, you know, parents, right? We got to get that out of the, out of our government and our schools to make, you know, healthcare decisions for six-year-olds. I mean, I think that's, you know, hugely important. We got to get our business community confidence that, you know, government can't shut them down.
Well, we've never
again.
Done that before.
No,
we've never done
no.
anything like this before.
No.
Ever.
No.
In any pandemic ever.
Nope.
Why did this one all of a sudden, was it a test? Was it, is it still a test? You know, what are they trying to push this as far as they can to see what they can get?
You know,
I don't know.
There just isn't a lot of people in position to stop this type of stuff anymore, right? You know, some of our folks in the political office, they kind of go along with it. You know, the business community kind of gets caught up and you kind of got to go along with it, right? Because you don't want to get dinged. And, you know, those a lot of our businesses, you know, are publicly traded, right? So they've got that fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. You know, some big CEO can't come out and say, hey, this is all wrong because it tanks the stock and they'll lose their job, right? So there isn't anybody, you know, and, you know, same thing with some of our political folks. They don't want to stand up and get in the way of it. They'll just say, okay, if we handle this for a couple weeks or maybe 15 days, it'll all go away and I'll be reelected, right? Well,
right.
You know, and they get that advice from some folks and, you know, instead of taking that principled stand of just saying, hey, this is not something we're going to get involved in here. You know, these things are unconstitutional anyway. You know, let's go ahead and, you know,
Life,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and let's go with that. And yeah, some bad things might happen, but they might not too. And just to have taken a different stance, but people get caught up, and then it's like a snowball, and it can't stop. Right? It gets bigger and bigger.
In the political optic, absolutely.
Yep. So I think that's it. But that's part of the whole trend with social media and all this stuff. It's like a couple of it just gets rolling and nobody can stop the snowball. Right?
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
No.
And now they're and you're right. It's we got to keep building. Now there may be variants. Now we're going to investigate. Got to figure out where it came from. We're going to do it. It's still a thing. Now we're and then we might have a booster shot. We're going to have the booster vaccine coming. So they won't let it go away. They won't let this die. They'll somehow bleed it. It's got to bleed at least into 2022 to get through the midterm. And then, but we did save you. We opened it. We're the ones that got everything back open again. Okay. Oh, man. You just can't make it up in bizarro world, can you?
Nope.
The number to call is 800-228-0550. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Justin Forty is sitting in for Scott Hennin on this Monday, the 24th of May. Hope you had a great weekend. We've got Memorial Day coming up this weekend now. Lots to talk about. Lots going on in the world. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Bring it up. Like to hear from you. Let's go.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Make you hungry. By the way, silent before I tell you about that. Did you hear about Clapton? Because this is Clapton and Derek and the Dominoes. Clapton singing Layla. He had the vaccine. We're talking about the COVID vaccine. And disastrous experience. He's saying he wish he would never would have taken it. He suffered disastrous side effects. It's affected his playing. His arms are numb. He said he may never play again because of the of adverse effects of the vaccine. Can you imagine that? Clapton can't play guitar again because he said he wish he wouldn't have bought into it, all the hype for the vaccine yet. Is that something?
Stunning.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then the other one that came out this morning, just another thing, was that now they're finding in young adults and teens and rare occasions of an enlarged heart from the vaccine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you take a look at that let people make their own healthcare decisions. That's for sure.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Of course, all kinds of specials during May. That 10-ounce thing at Jack's, the big 10-ounce of Jack Link's, $9.39. That's like half price. They've got all kinds of specials, 2 for $4.50 on the big family pack of chips from Old Dutch. And, of course, today, lunch specials. Valley City off 292, off 594, beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham. Got a couple choices there. But Harwood serving tater tot hot dish today. They kill on the tater tot hot dish. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, Salisbury Steak. They're serving up goulash on 12th Avenue North, downtown 205 NP. It's got Swedish meatballs. And they're doing a fish fry in Glendon, Minnesota. A little pollock filet cooked to order. No, not cooked to order, but delicious. We hit, of course, any PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Number to call, 800-228-0550. Scotty's off today. Justin 40 sitting in. We got John in Bismarck wants to weigh in on the COVID vaccine. John, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Well, there. Good morning. Listen to you guys. Did you guys get the COVID shot?
I did not. No.
Still.
How about the other guy?
Justin, have you gotten it?
No. Still waiting.
Nope, haven't gotten it.
I haven't either. I've been walking around out here in the country where I live, and it's like, should I get it or shouldn't I get it?
Are you at risk?
No.
Are you elderly? Do you have any respiratory illnesses?
No.
You take vitamins and supplements and are in relatively good health?
Oh, yeah. I take my zinc and my D and vitamin D and D3 and zinc and Centrum and...
Of course, I'm not a doctor, but it sound like you're in the risk.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn?
I don't know.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express? Yeah. You know, that's the kind of decisions that people are making out there these days. And John, obviously, that's totally up to you and your private decision. And feel free to consult with 1, 2, 3 doctors. They seem like they all got a different opinion on this as well. So don't listen to what you hear out there on the TV or media or social media or whatever else. Right? Those aren't the right sources.
John, how do you feel about it? I know your doctor says go ahead; it's not a problem. What's your gut telling you? Okay, enough said.
Something's messed up. I don't think I want this. My son's worked for major chain stores, and they're 19 and 23, and they've been around it the whole time, frontline workers, and they're not sick, and I'm not sick. It's like, wow, they're right there.
Well, then, just respectfully decline the vaccine. I'm just of the opinion that I'm just going to wait. I just want to see. I think this is the largest human trial in the history of mankind, and I'm not quite convinced that it's for me or my son. My wife has had it. She had the both of them. She works for the VA, and it was kind of a deal for them. But she had the second shot bother her a bit, but she's fine. I mean, but you hear about the blood clotting and the inflamed hearts in young people now. I don't know that I want to roll that dice because I don't feel that I'm in any risk right now. I'm in good health. I take my vitamins. I take my zinc and my D like you do, John. And I don't know. I have an immune system. I think I'll let it do its job for now.
You probably got that 99.997 chance of recovery.
Yeah. So, all right. Good luck with that decision, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bet. You too, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Millions of Americans have got to be going through. Millions of people around the world have got to be going through this decision. You know, do I? Don't I? Who do I listen to? Who don't I listen to?
Certainly not. Some of the sources that are out there, right? Let's not listen to those, right? Let's listen to trusted sources on what you think, right? And everybody's got a reason for doing that or promoting that too. And we got to get back to, you know, people making that decision and that with their local doctor, whether or not it's something that's right for them. Obviously too, yeah, you start seeing some of the things out there on social media and people don't know what to believe, and it certainly is confusing to them. And that, you know, has this whole thing, right? So you talk about, you know, that trust in some of our key professions. I mean, you know, is that ever going to be something that's going to, you know, come back from this, right? Are people ever going to be able to trust the medical profession, you know, after this again? I mean, I think there's going to be some serious questions about, you know, some of these national organizations and the CDC. How do you trust their advice, right? And how do you trust the advice of some of those folks that are out there? And, it gives you pause to think about, you know, here's something that I felt like, okay, there's a trusted authority. And of course, they're not all like that, right? You got to get back to the people you know and trust before you're going to make, you know, those types of decisions for you and your family.
No doubt. Todd's on with us now. Todd got a text. And by the way, Todd, the text number, we'll give in a second here. If Trump wouldn't have been president, there would have been no pandemic. The media blew it way out of proportion just to get rid of him, and that worked. I don't know if it's that far. They definitely blew it out of proportion, you know, depending on which media outlet you were watching, but. You know, I don't know.
What?
The conspiracy theories run long and deep around all of this and the election and Trump. And, you know, I wouldn't know what to believe. There would have been a pandemic, wouldn't there? I don't know. I think that if that was released, which they're investigating now, and if it was, you know, or it accidentally got out and they didn't do as much as they could have to stop it, the CCP in China is to blame for this thing. And I can't imagine they did it just because Trump was a thorn in their side. I don't know. I'm not going that far.
Nah, the truth is always somewhere, you know, in between, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Some little things happened here, you know, that things get reported. You know, there was a couple people sitting in some cubes making some decisions and made it a bigger deal than it was, and it took off, and then they couldn't put it back in the box. And, you know, it's just amazing how these things actually, when you get down to it.
I don't know, it was a cat that just jumped up on a counter.
With a bat in his mouth? Yeah.
What really happened, right? You know, what really, really happened?
You know what cats are capable of doing.
One of the best lines I heard about the Wuhan lab is, first of all, do you know the city of Wuhan is larger than New York City? That's how big that town is, that city. It's a massive, massive city. And someone, they were talking about, well, Trump called it the China virus. That wasn't very nice, and that was an act. And I'm like, you think they're curing the common cold at this place? The Wuhan Institute of Virology, I think that place is just for, you know, to come up with the next flu vaccine for next year.
So
that is not what they do there.
So if
it's a nasty, nasty place. And if what really gets done there ever got out, God help us all. I'm just saying.
If it started in Montreal and he called it the Canada virus, would that also be slur?
Oh, man.
Now you're in that Canada virus.
Now you're in deep water, Todd Mitchell.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, I just, you know, that. It's such an interesting place now. It's got this name, right? You know, like, do people ever want to visit there? Is that going to be like a tourist destination? Like, is it Wuhan?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Take the virus, everybody.
See where it all started back in 2000.
The Office of Tourism in Wuhan is hiring.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and, you know, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On Your Mind is on the air everywhere. 24th of May, Scott's got the day off. Justin 40 is sitting in, brought to you by our friends at Newsmax. Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and he said, quote, Newsmax has really been good, end quote. And kind of agreeing with him. I got the app, because it's not on my streaming service that I have. They don't have it. So I had to get the app, and the app is awesome. I love it. If you haven't seen Newsmax, Grant Stitchfield is phenomenal. Sean Spicer, you remember that name. He's got a show. Lindsay Keith is fantastic. Greg Kelly, his show is a must-watch. If you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Central, for Newsmax's new show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Steve Cortez is terrific, tells it like it is, and Ms. Pellegrino is just phenomenal. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like Dish, DirecTV, AT&T, and more. Looking for Midco to add it. You should know that the Midco here in the Dakotas won't carry it. They've got 11 other news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Midco customer, call them. Let them know you can switch. And a lot of people already are, but maybe Midco will get the message. And download the free Newsmax app as I did on your phone. You can do it on your laptop, do it on your desktop. America's fastest growing cable news channel is Newsmax. It's news you can really trust. All right, Dustin 40 is in for Scotty today. I'm sure he's enjoying the day with Hannah. They were in New Haven, Connecticut over the weekend, bringing her home from college. And another college grad in the house, so he's got the day off. Justin's sitting in. Good to have you back, sir.
Absolutely good to be here. Obviously, a tough chair to fill, but having a lot of fun. So thanks again for having me on, and enjoy doing it.
Love having you.
Next up, Kyle Martin, Executive Director, Technology Council of North Dakota. Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Doing great. Weather is great. The sun's out shining. I can't complain, even though it's a Monday.
And no complaining on Mondays anymore, right? We have had people complain about Mondays for years. After the last couple of years, there's no complaining about Mondays. Mondays are a good day.
I've learned that I could complain, but nobody ever listens. So I just kind of quit complaining.
Yeah, there's no more complaining, right? We're done with that after the last year, right? We've done all of our complaining for a lifetime, maybe a generation or two, and everybody needs to get out there and let's go. Well, Kyle, you know, obviously, you know, over the last year, you know, people that weren't, you know, technology adopters and people that weren't involved in technology, you know, they certainly had to get involved in that. A lot of work, you know, businesses, you've seen businesses that were, you know, quickly able to adapt. If they had, you know, really good online ordering systems and a good presence online, they did well. You know, companies that could, you know, quickly switch to online ordering, you know, those are the ones that kind of made it through you know, some of these rules and regulations. And you know, you're the executive director of Tech ND out there. You're talking to, you know, tech companies across the region and the state. You know, what are some things that you saw out there over the last year that were really exciting? And, you know, what's happening out there in the tech community you see going forward?
Well, I could spend probably like 2 hours talking about this, but I know we don't have that much time. But I think, you know, if you look back at the pandemic, really the word that I think of the most is the word pivot, because a lot of folks, just our way of life, the way we did business, the way we lived, the way we did education, we all had to pivot as this pandemic kind of took over our lives. You know, folks are certainly now more reliant more than ever on fast, reliable internet, like from our friends at Midco. Kids are suddenly doing school at home now. So they're home with mom and dad. So we're making sure that, hey, are we connected? We have the internet that we need to make these types of things happen so that we can continue our business. The weekday commute, you know, we're kind of joking about Monday, but the weekday commute, as we knew it, was also over. And as you mentioned, businesses had to pivot and shift their strategies. Restaurants, for example, had to incorporate curbside ordering or online ordering, revamp their websites or services, really just to stay afloat and to keep going. I mean, now, today, I mean, we're seeing people get vaccinated and life is slowly returning to some sense of normal. But I think we're still seeing, like, some long-term changes as a result of this pandemic. The, you know, perfect example is the workforce. We're seeing many employers giving their employees, especially in the technology realm, the ability to continue to remote work. That's a huge benefit for many families who suddenly aren't as reliant on possibly childcare. It allows them to maybe cut back on other expenses because they're able to work from home. You know, it's kind of been making headway here in North Dakota about some of these offices even that, like, the government has been using that they're just not using anymore. I know there was a press release that went out. We're hearing North Dakota ITD could be shrinking their offices by 80% because their staff are just simply able to do those jobs from home now. So, you know, with that, though, there's, I think, a more emphasis on the need for cybersecurity. You know, when we're home, and I'm not trying to put anyone in a corner, but, you know, when you're working from home, you might be more predisposed to, you know, visiting internet links that you might not necessarily, or going on social media, and that puts you at greater risk for, you know, a virus or malware or phishing scam. And so I think because of this, we're seeing much more needed investments, I think, in cybersecurity. You know, the Colonial Pipeline that, you know, was just hacked, I think that really just compounded the issues that, listen, we need to make good investments in cybersecurity, not only at a government level, but even the private sector level. These issues aren't going to change. I think we're going to see, unfortunately, more of that happening. You know, everything really, even though we're going back to school and kids are getting vaccinated, there are some things that are just completely changing. Now I don't have to go to the movie theater. My kids and I on a Friday night can stream a new release right at our house. And again, that all goes back to that need for fast, reliable internet as well, and making sure that communities are investing in that infrastructure. So, we're more reliant than ever, and I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And North Dakota, obviously, because of some of the work that's been done in North Dakota, you know, going into this, we were so much more well-positioned in terms of connectivity, when depending upon, you know, whose charter stat you look at. You know, North Dakota is always in one of the top, you know, rankings, and a lot of different rankings out there in regards to broadband. But, you know, I mean, obviously that was just a huge, you know, step forward that was made years ago. And I know TechND was involved in that a little bit as well, making sure that that was taken care of before, you know, back in 2013. Kyle, you want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah. And what Justin kind of mentioned to our listeners, that's the Dakota Fiber Initiative, which was, you know, kind of just a goal that was outlined back in 2013 for North Dakota to become one of those leaders. So TechND really took the mantle on that and carried the torch to, you know, get the communities together to talk about those infrastructure improvements that we needed to make. So you're right. We were well positioned going into the pandemic to be ahead of the game. We had the infrastructure that was created. I know, Justin, you, for example, testified recently on the Hill a little bit too about Midco's efforts, making sure that, you know, reliable and sometimes even free internet was deployed to families who needed it. There's never a good time for a pandemic, but North Dakota, I would say, was probably better off than a lot of individual or a lot of states were, just because of some of these initiatives that TechND championed in the past.
Yeah, and I know obviously going forward, you spent, you know, the legislative session just got done in out in Bismarck, and you guys are very tech and D, very involved in the legislative process. And you know, what wins did you see coming out of the legislature, and what are some bills and other things that we saw that you want to touch on for us?
Well, let me I'm going to circle back a little bit to the pandemic, and this is all going to tie into the legislature a little bit about some of the different bills and incentives that were launched. So with this additional, you know, remote working that we're seeing, and folks are moving out of some of these urban environments, we're actually seeing right now kind of a great migration out of Silicon Valley. We're seeing people moving out of communities like New York because they can now suddenly work from anywhere. And so they're looking for communities that are maybe better off to raise their families. They're looking for communities that offer incentives. And that leads me to some of the bills that were passed, you know, the past legislative session. Those are incentives that really have the ability to attract technology businesses to North Dakota. So starting out, there was the LIFT bill, which LIFT stands for the Legacy Investment for Technology. And what that is, for our listeners, is the $15 million low to zero interest loan for technology companies. And it's basically for technology companies that are looking to commercialize anything, you know, any new technology in North Dakota. And it allows them to get these loans to move to North Dakota, to start their business, to start their dream. One example, one TechND member is Stack. They recently joined TechND, and we connected them with the folks at the Department of Commerce who administer the LIFT program. They're looking at starting like the next Robinhood app right here in North Dakota, but it's going to allow people to invest in companies that maybe align with their personal beliefs or morals. And they're really looking closely at this LIFT bill. So we are really happy to see that renewed because it has such a success story. You know, LIFT was first created in the 2019 session. And again, that was funded at $15 million. And the applications for that ran out of money to give for this program within 7 to 9 months. Folks just went crazy for it. And the success stories and the amount of people that it's brought into the state. Another example, Access Point Technologies, they moved their entire operations center into Horace, North Dakota. And they are now hiring more and more people. They're building a large campus there. And that's all because of the LIFT program. Another thing that we really were excited to see was Career Builders. That was a big win for us. You know, this is a program that provides loan repayment and scholarships to high-demand occupations in the state. Those occupations that I was talking about, like cybersecurity, networking, software development. And what this program really does, there are some changes to it that we were really happy about that we championed for. It allows certificate programs that are approved by the Career and Technical Education Board to participate. So that means like some of these coding boot camps that people hear about that are offered by like Emerging Digital Academy and Emerging Query, they can now participate in this program. People who are attending college out of state can participate now in Career Builders if they move their loans to a North Dakota institution and they make that commitment to stay in North Dakota for a number of years. I think 3 years off the top of my head. But that's another great incentive for people looking to relocate to our state and fill one of the 16,000 plus jobs we have here. It allows people to get a scholarship to go pursue a program they want or to get their loans repaid back if they're going to enter one of these technology positions. So TechND really championed for that in 2019. We championed it again for it this year. We were really excited to see that renewed. And then obviously too, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar, the Godfrey proposal, House Bill 1425, that was another big win for entrepreneurs in the state. As what it really was going to do is take a portion of legacy dollars and invest those right back here in North Dakota. You know, when taxpayers rolled out or approved the legacy fund in North Dakota, I think a lot of folks thought that money was going to be invested right back here in North Dakota, and they didn't see that. So I think that message was heard loud and clear this last legislative session. Now, thanks to House Bill 1425, people seeking venture capital, they can get their next big idea funded right here in North Dakota. And by using North Dakota dollars to fund maybe some of these big, exciting projects, maybe someone's building the next social network, someone's going to be building the next big app.
You are passionate about technology, and there's absolutely no doubt about that. TechND, how do people, you know, get signed up, get to be part of this great organization? And, you know, everything's technology now. Ag's technology, healthcare's technology. There isn't a business that isn't technology.
Kyle, can you hang on just a second? We'll come back after the break. All right. Hopefully you can. All right, so what's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Justin 40 sitting in for Scott Hennen today. Number to call, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Or the Oasis Petroleum B. The Buffalo Hotline is 855-200-1776, extension 1. You can call and leave any kind of comment there. 855-200-1776.
We're back. Kyle Martin, Executive Director of Technology Council of North Dakota. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. Appreciate that. Just getting into how everything's technology now. I mean, every business has just become so technology-focused. And, you know, obviously, too, for our kids, You know, it doesn't matter what they're going into or what they're passionate about, but they got to think about the technology aspect of that, you know, going forward in the future here. And Kyle, you know, Tech ND is just, you know, at the forefront of that in North Dakota. But tell us a little bit more about Tech ND and some of those issues that you're working on and how you get, you know, other businesses that want to learn more about what Tech ND involved.
Yeah, that's a great question. So for our listeners today, that maybe aren't familiar with the Technology Council. The Technology Council, we're kind of a special interest group. We champion the technology industry in North Dakota. We were founded in the year 2000, and we serve to promote the use, growth, and development of technology in North Dakota by advocating for favorable policy, addressing workforce issues, and really just champion the technology community, which, you know, kind of leads me to the next point, championing the technology community. Right now, we're opening up our award nominations for our technology awards for 2021. So if anyone out there listening, if you know a technology champion or a great technology business that maybe really innovated during the pandemic, we'd love to get those nominations coming in. So you can learn more about TechND, how to become a member by going to TechND.org. And if you want to submit an awards nomination, it's just TechND.org/technology-awards. So we'd love to get some of those in. We've already received a few great ones. But yeah, going back to your original question, you know, how do you get kids excited about technology? You kind of hit it off the bat. I mean, technology just surrounds us, our everyday lives. Even yesterday when you called me and asked, hey, do you want to be on the radio program? I was trying to order my wife a coffee on the Starbucks app. So, you know, we often think of ourselves as, you know, I'm not that technology, you know, a lot of people don't consider themselves very techy, but if you're ordering food online, if you're on social media, if you're engaging with people on Twitter, if you're FaceTiming grandpa and grandma down in Florida, I mean, technology is completely immersed our lives, and we're more reliant than we ever will be, and we're going to only continue to become more reliant on it.
Sure, absolutely a changing world out there, and you know, you see the business community and the folks that, you know, are making that, you know, evolvement to go with it. You just see them, you know, having that mm-hmm. next level of success versus some of the folks that, you know, are maybe a little bit, you know, slower on that adaption or are struggling a little bit. And
yeah.
How do you yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna, you know, you kind of reminded me of a great story last week. We had the 1 million cups event here in Bismarck, and I went down to a coffee shop in Mandan where that was being hosted at. And when I was down there, I asked a question to the gentleman that owned this coffee shop, and I said, how did you guys pivot during the pandemic? And he said, you know, at that time, they weren't really set up to do any curbside ordering, but that became essential for them to keep the business growing. So they used the Square platform to accept orders online, making sure even that their search engine optimization was up to snuff, you know, making sure that people Googled coffee in Mandan. The first place that would come up was Copper Dog Cafe. That's the coffee shop I'm speaking about. And so folks, really just to stay afloat and to survive this whole pandemic, really needed to possibly go outside their comfort zone and familiarize themselves with some of these technologies that they hadn't utilized before. Like I said, curbside ordering or being able to text, you know, your order to a number and boom, get it sent to the pizzeria and delivered back to your house in 20 minutes. So, you know, I think some of those things are here to stay as well. And I think it's great. The more people we can get immersed in technology, I think the better. And I think the more we can get even our youth immersed in it at a younger age, I think that's better as well. You know, Justin, I came previously from actually working in healthcare for about 10 years. And when I would go out and I'd visit with these kids and I'd ask them, you know, what are you wanting to do with your life when you grow up? And a lot of these kids that were interested in healthcare, they were interested in healthcare because their parents worked in healthcare. And so they got interested in it at a younger age. And so I think the more that we can get kids excited about maybe learning how to build an app while they're still in middle school or even grade school, that we are planting seeds, I think, for the next generation of tech entrepreneur. And so
absolutely.
The more we can do that at that age, I think the better. And I think we set ourselves up to continue to remain competitive, I think, really in just the global economy.
And yeah, so how do you, you know, you're talking about those kids, you know, if they're thinking about going into, you know, agriculture here in our state of North Dakota energy, how do you convince them to say, okay, you know, maybe I shouldn't be as, you know, and we still probably are going to need some of those, you know, diesel technicians and some of that type of stuff. But I've talked to, you know, some of my farmer friends now, when something's not working right with the technology, it's all stop, right? They don't even, you know, because they know the cost inputs with the, you know, the overlap and some of those types of things. And they're like, okay, I need a kid to come out there and make sure that this is all works right because my input costs are so much, right? But back in the day, you know, they would have, you know, the kid would have had to change a tire or fix something on the tractor, change the oils, you know, which still needed. But, you know, some of this other stuff is like the future of where this stuff is going. And, you know, sometimes people, I think, are thinking, how do I, you know, adapt my love for technology into what I want to do and pair those things together?
Yeah, I think just some of the emerging trends we're seeing in agriculture, for example, UAS, you know, some of these kids that might be thinking about traditional farming.
Unbelievable. Kyle, we
think
so.
I want one of those drones.
Absolutely.
I want one of those just so I can, you know, take pictures of my house.
All kinds of fun with technology.
We got to wrap it up there, Kyle.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
All right, so what's on your mind? Quick break, we'll be back.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.